KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. When high school sports around the area last night, we'll start with track at the Glenwood Co-Ed Ram Relays. On the boys' side, Glenwood, the team champion, they win with 136.5 points. Harlan with 110, the runner-up. Lewis Central third with 81. Thomas Jefferson had 75. Atlantic placed fifth with 67 points. Sioux City North, Abe Lincoln, Shenandoah, St. Albert, and Trainer, the rest of the field. Boys' individual winners include Maverick Decker of Glenwood, who won the 100 meters. Also, James Fuller of Glenwood took the 200 and 400-meter events. Eldon Warner of Thomas Jefferson wins the 800. Dane Cruz of Glenwood, the champ in the 110 hurdles. Eldon Warner of TJ also won the 1,600 meters. The 3,200 went to Preston Burris of Harlan. Dylan Neitzer of Thomas Jefferson took the 400 hurdles title. Mitchell Brinkman of Lewis Central was the champ in the discus. Also, Alec Hayes of Atlantic won the high jump event. The long jump title went to Xavier Scarlett of Sioux City North, while Jackson Scott Brown of St. Albert won the shot put title. In the 4x100-meter relay, Glenwood the team champ. Harlan won the 4x200. Glenwood took the 4x4. The 4x8 went to Thomas Jefferson. Glenwood won the shuttle hurdle relay. Also, TJ took the distance medley relay title in that meet. On the girls' side at the Ram Co-Ed Relays last night, it was Glenwood winning that title as well with 156 points. Shenandoah with a 133 total was runner-up. Thomas Jefferson third with 95. Abe Lincoln had 94 points for fourth place. Lewis Central, Atlantic, Red Oak, Sioux City North, and St. Albert the rest of the field. Individual winners, Courtney Magnuson of Glenwood took the 100-meter dash. Lakendra Black of TJ the 200. Kate Walker of Red Oak won the 400 and the 800-meter titles. Miranda Ruth of Glenwood won the 100-meter hurdles. Claire Jones of Abe Lincoln, the champ in the 1,500. Kai Madsen of Lewis Central wins the 3,000. Sydney Nielsen of Shenandoah, the 400 hurdles. Linnea Confirst of Glenwood wins in the discus. Delaney Kinghorn of Shenandoah took the high jump title. Lakendra Black of TJ the long jump. J.C. Embry of Glenwood wins the shot put crown. In the relays, Thomas Jefferson wins the 4x1. Sioux City North, the 4x2. Glenwood took the 4x400-meter title. Abe Lincoln, the 4x8. Glenwood wins the shuttle hurdle. Thomas Jefferson, the sprint medley. And St. Albert wins in the distance medley relay. Also in Harlan last night, the Johnson Cyclone Girls Relays saw Harlan win that meet with 182 points. Trainer with 130, the runner-up. Dennison was third with 86 points. Logan Magnolia, Tri-Center, Kemper Catholic, AHSTW, and Riverside round out the rest of the teams in that field. Individual winners, Michaela Evers of Harlan takes the 100-meter dash and the 200-meter dash titles. Asia Claver of Harlan wins the 400. Ellie Mendlick of Dennison, the 800. Laura Hempel of Trainer wins the 100 hurdles. Marissa Clint of Harlan, the champ in the 1,500. Hannah Carolis of Trainer wins the 3,000. Logan Magnolia's Kylan Strait wins the 400 hurdles. Addison Ferry of Harlan took the discus title. Dana Edney of Logan Magnolia wins in the high jump. Michaela Evers of Harlan, the long jump champ. Kaylee Christensen of Trainer wins the shot put. In the relays, Dennison wins the 4x100 and 4x200 relays. Harlan took the 4x4 and 4x8. Shuttle hurdle title went to Logan Magnolia. Harlan grabbed the sprint medley title, and the distance medley crown went to Dennison last night. Also in high school girls golf last evening, it was Atlantic defeating Harlan 208-217. Brooke Newell of Atlantic was medalist, shooting the low round of 46. Tri-Center defeated Riverside, 201 for Tri-Center. No score for Riverside. Kara Johnson of Tri-Center shot 46. AHSTW beat Logan Magnolia, 212-278. CC Gray of AHSTW was medalist, shooting a 47. Trainer topped IKM Manning, 198-225. Underwood shot 243 to defeat Missouri Valley, who didn't have a full team. Kemper Catholic beat Lewis Central 194-204. Cherokee over Denison 246-257. Also, Southwest Iowa shot 236. Nishnabotna 250. Heartland Christian a 309. And East Mills a 315 in that four-team meet. Another multiple-team meet saw Boyer Valley win with a 231 over Charter Oak Ute, who shot 245. Coon Rapids Bayard a 266. Glidden Ralston a 284. While Woodbine, Cam, and Exira EHK weren't able to field full teams. On the boys' golf side, it was Atlantic over Harlan 154-162. Jake Olson of Atlantic was medalist with a 36. Kemper Catholic beat Lewis Central 147-177. It was Nishnabotna winning with a 193, beating East Mills, who shot 196, Southwest Iowa 223, and Heartland Christian at 240. Riverside defeated Tri-Center 175-191 as Derek Nelson of Tri-Center was medalist with a 41. IKM Manning beat Trainer 166-173. Missouri Valley a 173 over Underwood 217. Also AHSTW beat Logan Magnolia 175-219. Eric Jorgensen of AHSTW shot 36 for the low round. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard shot a 178 to beat Boyer Valley, who shot 180. Charter Oak Ute, who shot 186. Exira EHK, who shot 188. Glidden Ralston, who had a 189. Woodbine with a 201. Cam, 209. And Adair Casey, 274. In high school tennis last night, in girls' action, it was Harlan over Atlantic 8-1. Shenandoah defeating Southwest Valley 9-0. Kemper Catholic falling 5-4 to Lewis Central. Denison beat Abe Lincoln 9-0. Boys tennis saw Atlantic defeat Harlan 8-1. Southwest Valley over Shenandoah's JV 5-4. Denison beat St. Albert 7-2. Kemper Catholic 5-4 over Lewis Central. Thomas Jefferson beat Audubon 7-2. In girls soccer last night, it was Atlantic over Missouri Valley 4-1. Tri-Center beat Harlan 1-0. Kemper Catholic over Carroll 4-0. In boys soccer, it was Creston outscoring Atlantic 5-3. Kemper Catholic 2-1 over Carroll. Sioux City Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Denison 6-0 and Underwood over Nottoway Valley 3-0. In baseball last night, Cole Hamels won for the first time in 7 starts dating to last September, and Ben Revere's 2-run double in the 7th inning was the go-ahead hit for the Philadelphia Phillies in a 4-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 9-6, the Mets over Miami 3-1, Atlanta beat Washington 8-4, Chicago over Pittsburgh 4-0, Colorado beat Arizona 5-4, the Dodgers over the Giants 8-3. Interleague play saw Houston beat San Diego 9-4. In the American League, Alex Gordon, Mike Moustakas, and the Kansas City Royals kept AL Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber winless this season as they beat the Cleveland Indians 6-2 last night. Elsewhere in the AL, Boston beat Toronto 6-5, the Yankees over Tampa Bay 4-1, Seattle 3-1 over Texas, Detroit beat Minnesota 5-4. Also, the Baltimore Orioles home game at Camden Yards was postponed because of safety concerns. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, at the stadium for a previously planned visit, said tonight's game between the Orioles and the White Sox could be moved, possibly to Nationals Park in Washington, if safety continued to be an issue. Rioters have looted stores and thrown rocks and bricks at Baltimore police in the wake of the mysterious spinal injury of Freddie Gray, who died in police custody. The epicenter of the protests is less than a mile from the ballpark. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Colorado Springs beat Iowa 7-0 in the first game of a doubleheader. Second game was rained out. Omaha at Oklahoma City also was rained out yesterday. St. Louis Cardinals say that injured ace Adam Wainwright is out for the season because of a torn left Achilles tendon. General manager John Mozeliak made the announcement yesterday at Busch Stadium. Wainwright will have surgery later this week. He was hurt while batting Saturday in Milwaukee. It's the second major injury of Wainwright's career. The right-hander missed the 2011 season while recovering from Tommy John surgery. The Cardinals have made it to the National League Championship Series in each of the last 4 seasons, and they lead the National League Central currently this year. And the Iowa State men's basketball program has announced the addition of Nick Babb. He's a transfer from Arkansas. Babb, who's a 6'5 guard, played sparingly in 26 games as a freshman at Arkansas. He scored a career-high 5 points against Wake Forest and Georgia. He's the brother of former Cyclone and current Boston Celtic Chris Babb. Nick Babb prepped at Arlington Martin High School in Arlington, Texas. He was a Class 5A All-State honoree as a senior when he averaged 16 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 8 assists for that squad. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.